AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A Russian jet fighter flew within 10 feet today of a U.S. Navy surveillance aircraft in what American officials call an unsafe intercept over the Black Sea. A spokesman for the Russian Defense Ministry says the Poseidon aircraft did not have its transponders on and approached Russia's southern border twice before Russian jets were scrambled to intercept it. A senior Pentagon official says the Poseidon did have its transponders on during the entire flight. In the meantime, the Pentagon's top official is increasing his criticism of Russia.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says no nation is trying to defeat Russia, but through misguided ambition and misplaced fear, Moscow is showing its own intent.
That Russia has clear ambition to erode the principled international order.
Speaking here in England at Oxford, where he was a Rhodes Scholar, Carter says Russia's using coercion and aggression to sow instability, especially in Syria, where the U.S. wants it to do more in arranging a lasting ceasefire.
The choice is Russia's to make, and the consequences will be its responsibility.
Sagar Meghani with the Defense Secretary, London.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will participate separately tonight in a commander-in-chief forum. They'll do so on the deck of the USS Intrepid, a floating museum in New York City. Earlier today, Trump told a rally in Philadelphia if elected president, he'll demand a military plan to put an end to the Islamic State group once and for all.
Immediately after taking office, I will ask my generals to present to me a plan within 30 days to defeat and destroy ISIS.
William Cohen, who served as Bill Clinton's defense secretary, says he would be uncomfortable with Trump making military decisions. The nation's largest and most sophisticated destroyer, USS Zumwalt, is heading toward its commissioning ceremony. This is AP Radio News. Apple has made it official that the next version of its iPhone does not have a headphone jack.
The reason Apple's next iPhone is being made without a headset jack, says Vice President Phil Schiller, is there's no room for it in devices customers want packed with more and more technology.
An ancient single-purpose analog big connector doesn't make sense because that space is at a premium.
Schiller insists headphones connected through the power jack, Apple calls it lightning, sound better. Apple will pack an adapter for analog headsets with the iPhone 7. The company will also start selling wireless earbuds for $159 a pair next month. I'm Warren Levinson.
Even on a day when the major U.S. stock indices barely budged, the NASDAQ composite eked out a gain, pushing the tech-heavy index to its second record high close in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and Standard & Poor's 500 Index drifted in the opposite direction, closing slightly in the red. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.